We now present a reading of the March-April 2026 program schedule for your Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. At 6 a.m. on Monday, we have Wired Magazine. Tuesday, Psychology Today. Wednesday, The Atlantic. Thursday, After 50. And Friday, Forever Young. At 7, on Monday, we have Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition. Tuesday, Magnolia Magazine. Wednesday, The Supermarket Ads. Tuesday, Foreign Affairs. And on Friday, Western New York Heritage. At 8:30, we have our daily newspaper comics, our community service messages, and a Bible reading. At 8:30, on Monday, we have the Chautauqua Gazette. Tuesday, the River Rock Times. Wednesday, Reader's Digest. Thursday, Investigative Post. And Friday, Buffalo Rising. At 9 o'clock, we have the Buffalo News live. 11, we have the New York Times Magazine on Monday. Tuesday, the Supermarket Ads. Wednesday, New York Times Style Section. Thursday, the New York Times Business Section. Friday, Nature Magazines. At noon, we have the USA Today, the Nature's Newspaper Live. At 2 o'clock, we have our weekday afternoon best-selling book. Until March 13th, we're still reading Mark Twain by Ron Chernow. From March 16th to April 8th, we have Buckeye by Patrick Ryan. On April 9th to April 17th, we have Twice by Mitch Abom. And on April 20th to April 30th, we have We Did Okay Kid by Sir Anthony Hopkins. At 3 o'clock on Monday, we have Smithsonian. Tuesday, National Geographic. Wednesday, Health Magazines. Thursday, New Yorker. And Friday, New York Magazine. 4 o'clock, we rebroadcast that day's Buffalo News. At 6 o'clock, we have the New York Times Love and Relationships on Monday. Tuesday, the Supermarket Ads. Wednesday, Business First. Thursday, Consumer Reports. And Friday, the Wall Street Journal. At 7 on Mondays, we have Barron's. Tuesday is The Week. Wednesday, Time Magazine. Thursday, Western New York Wall Street Journal, I should say, Review. Friday, Buffalo Criterion. At 8 o'clock on Monday, we play the Toronto Star, and then Tuesday through Friday, we play the New York Times. At 9 o'clock on Monday, we have The Economist. Tuesday, Kiplinger's Magazine. Wednesday, Discover. Thursday, Fortune. Friday, Buffalo Spree. At 10 o'clock, we have our weeknight best-selling books. Until March 6th, we have The Correspondent by Virginia Evans. From March 9th to April 10th, we have The Secret of Secrets by Dan Brown. On April 13th to April 30th, we have Nash Falls by David Baldacci. At 11 o'clock on Monday through Thursday, we have The Wall Street Journal. At noon on Monday through Thursday, we have the USA Today rebroadcast. Not noon, midnight. My bad. 11 o'clock, we have on Friday to Saturday, we have our late night books. Until March 7th, we have A Marriage at Sea by Sophie Elmhurst. March 13th to March 28th, we have A Great Big Beautiful Lie by Emily Henry. April 13th, we have Remain by Nicholas Sparks by M. Night Shyamalan. From April 24th to May 9th, we have Gone Before Goodbye by Harlan Coben and Reese Witherspoon. At 1 o'clock starts our radio reading overnight service with rebroadcasts of material from the day. Saturday mornings at 6 a.m., we have our weekend early morning book reading. March 1st to March 21st, we have Forget Me Not by Stacey Willingham. March 22nd to April 12th, we have Heartwood by Emily Gage. April 18th to May 3rd, we have Heart Life Music by Kenny Chesney. 8 o'clock, we have those daily newspaper comics and community services messages and the Bible reading. 8:30, we have the Challenger Community News. 9 o'clock, Batavia Daily News. 10 o'clock, East Door Advertiser. 11 o'clock, Niagara Gazette. Noon, the Dunkirk Observer. We have our Western New York Community Paper starting at 1. From 1 to 2, we have the Amherst, Clarence, Cheektowaga, Lancaster, Depew, and West Seneca Papers. At 2 o'clock, we have Orchard Park, Hamburg, East Door, Springville Arcade, and Cuba. 3 o'clock, we have the Ample Eagle. 4 o'clock, the Grand Island Niagara County Tribune Sentinel. 5 o'clock, the Lockport Union Southern Journal. At 6 o'clock, we have the Wall Street Journal off duty. 7 o'clock, Harper's. 8 o'clock, Sports Illustrated. 9 o'clock, The Athletic. 10 o'clock, Vanity Fair. At 11 o'clock, we have those late night book readings. And at 1 o'clock, the radio reading overnight service. Sunday, at 6 a.m., we have those early morning book readings. See Saturday's schedule. 8 o'clock, we have those daily newspaper comics, community service messages, and a Bible reading. 8:30, we have the Buffalo Rocket. 9 o'clock, the Buffalo News Sunday Edition Live. At 11 o'clock, Buffalo Magazine. Noon, the Sunday Gusto. 1 o'clock, the New York Times. 2 o'clock, New York Times Opinion. 3 o'clock, New York Times Arts and Leisure. 4 o'clock, we rebroadcast the Sunday edition of the Buffalo News. 6 o'clock, the Viewpoint section of the Buffalo News. 7 o'clock, National Enquirer. 8 o'clock, People. 9 o'clock, New York Times Book Review. 10 o'clock, our old-time radio show. 11 o'clock, the Niagara Falls Review. At midnight, we have a rebroadcast of the weekend edition of the USA Today. And at 2 o'clock, the radio reading overnight service. Some quick notes from the March-April 2026 program schedule. This program schedule will be right on there on Tuesday, March 3rd at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Wednesday, March 4th at 3 p.m. Please support our programs and help keep them free for listeners. Donations may be mailed to 1199 Harlem Road, Buffalo, New York, 14227. Or to make a gift by credit card, you can call 716-821-5555 or visit www.nfradioreading.org. Thank you for caring. Our radio reading signal is provided at no charge by Buffalo Toronto Public Media and Classical WNED 94.5 FM. Follow us on Facebook at NFRS, on Twitter, NF Radio Reading, on Instagram at NF Radio Reading, or on LinkedIn for breaking news announcements and program updates. Listen online, find out more at www.nfradioreading.org. Have a smart speaker, use it to play our live stream, contact us to find out how. A Braille and larger font version of this program schedule is available upon request. Some exciting new offerings. Your Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service is excited to offer new publications for your listening pleasure. Weekly readings of the Syracuse Post-Standard can now be accessed on the programming page of our website, in our mobile app, and on the major podcast services. Look for it in the Rochester Genesee Valley feed or in its own section on the programming page of our website. This restores radio reading service to the Syracuse region, which ended during COVID. All the local and national magazines we offer on there can now be found in the major podcast services, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Listen on your own schedule, how you want. The Chautauqua Gazette can now be heard every Monday at 8:30 a.m. at 9 a.m. with all the news from the Western New York Southern Tier County. This replaces the 4-Day Observer, which is no longer publishing.